Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk some LSU football, some more LSU football. Got into it heavy in hour one. Back to it now with James Moran at The Smartest Moran on Twitter, editor at TigerAg.com. I know James is really busy here on Tuesday. Lucky to get him for about 5 minutes or so. And James, welcome into the program. And look, you wrote an article that is just spot on here that Coach O is proving basically everybody wrong. And it seems like he's having a lot of fun doing that, James.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the most impressive thing about what this LSU team has done, particularly what they did on Saturday, is just kind of the mental toughness that they showed in doing it. Because more than anything, I think that the mental toughness of your football team is got to be a reflection of the head coach. You know, I mean, you talk about, the schemes, the coordinators, the players, this, that, and the other thing. But at the end of the day, your toughness comes from your head coach. And I thought that's really what they showed on Saturday. I mean, when they got off to the hot start, they didn't take advantage of it as much as they could have. And then for about 20 minutes of real of game time, clock time, they just got buried. You know, after the fake punt blew up in their face and went back for a touchdown the other way, down two scores. I thought that was the haymaker, and I thought that was pretty much going to be it. It's going to be one of those days where you look back at the opportunities they blew and, you know, kind of kick themselves about the chances they let go by. But, you know, they fought back, and I thought it was a credit to the coach, and I thought it was a credit to the quarterback who really kind of led them back. I mean, you know, but now kind of the challenge changes a little bit, Seth. You know, for 3 weeks, they've kind of thrived on this, you know, being the underdog. You know, they were an underdog to Miami. They were a big underdog to Auburn. They were, you know, picked to finish fifth in the West, picked to win six or seven games. And now all of a sudden they're sixth in the country, and they're going to be the hunter instead of the hunted. And I'm kind of curious to see if they can keep that edge now that they're no longer the team that's kind of quote-unquote being disrespected, but now they're the team that people are chasing instead.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't really even thought of that angle yet. Now, talking to James Moran here, editor at TigerAg.com. So just how good can this team be this year I'm talking about? What's their ceiling here? Are they a playoff contender, James?
I don't know. I said that I'd reevaluate after they beat Auburn. They beat Auburn, so I mean, you got to definitely consider them an SEC West contender. I mean, you look at the rest of their schedule, it's obviously not easy. They're going to play, but their three hardest games, in my opinion, are all at home. You know, it's going to come down to that three-game stretch where they play Georgia, Mississippi State, and Alabama at home in a span of 4 weeks. You know, can they go 2-1 in that stretch? I still feel like that's an awful lot to ask. I'm of the opinion that State's almost as good as those other two teams, just kind of for a little bit of context there. But first, we got to see if they can kind of handle that success I talked about, you know. This Louisiana Tech team, look, I don't think they're going to lose to them, but this Tech team can throw it around a little bit. They're well coached. They're going to come in there and they're going to say that they want their shot at LSU. Then they got an Ole Miss team that, you know, isn't good, but can sometimes score. You'd have to think LSU could score a lot on them too when you consider the kind of effortless way that Alabama beat them like a drum up and down the field after the first play from scrimmage. And then they go to Florida, which will be interesting. I mean, you know, Florida I don't think is very good, but that's never an easy place to play. And those games, kind of like the games at Auburn, tend to really get weird. I mean, you know, I kind of look at the schedule and it's kind of, I think you look at a college season and really those three-game bursts. We thought the first one was going to be really hard, especially because two of the games were away from home. They've gotten through it in about as good a way as you can. You know, I don't think this team's perfect. You know, you want to see more consistency and efficiency from the offense, but I think what they've shown you is that they're a mentally tough team. They've got a really good defense. They've got a quarterback that can make plays when he needs to, which I think is more important than a quarterback that puts up a ton of huge numbers in blowout games. I mean, you know, if you look at the three most important throws from Saturday, the the dime over the middle to Derek Dillon, where he went over the linebacker in front of the safety. The out on 3rd and 7 to D. Anderson, and the slant on 4th and 7 to Stephon Sullivan. Those are 3 perfect throws. You know, all of his throws this year haven't been perfect. I mean, by his own admission, he hasn't thrown the ball as well as he'd like, but it seems like when the game is on the line, he elevates his play a little bit. And I think that's really more than anything what you want in a quarterback. So, and obviously they've got a field goal kicker who's become a little bit of a cult hero.
Yeah, one of the biggest kicks in program history. We're going to have seen that one for a long time. You know, we've dissected Joe Burrow endlessly here now for 6 months or so. Well, maybe not six. I guess it's more like 4 months. But it's still all about the defense for me, James. And this unit is just so good. And they have maybe the best defensive coordinator in college football nationally. Can this unit carry them to just any heights here? That's my question. If you've got a defense that is that good on the back end with Greedy Williams, I know Fulton was banged up a little bit. You've got him, and even the defensive front, even without Kalavon Chase on rushing the edge there, they're just too good, man. Like, I could see them just ride that way into 10 wins.
The way they've made it work after losing Chase on has really impressed me. You know, the way they've kind of, whether it's using safeties like Grant Delpit and Jacoby Stevens down in the box, you know, they've put corners like Kerry Vincent and Terrence Alexander at nickel, the slots like a revolving door, or the nickels like a revolving door in the slot where they got all kinds of different guys playing there. This defense right now seems like it's very hard to prepare for. And also, don't forget, they've gotten really quietly steady play up front from guys like Rashard Lawrence and Braden Fajoco. Those guys have been good. Curious to see the health of Glenn Logan. He's played well. He got hurt in the 4th quarter on Saturday. Well, that's something to watch. You mentioned Fulton. That's obviously something to watch. So I think I kind of like their depth at corner, where I think they can figure it out and make it work. But I think you hit the nail on the head with the first thing you mentioned about this defense. There, Dave Aranda is really good and really smart, and he has a deep. You know, we always talk about offenses being hard to prepare for because they can do a lot of things. You know, the
about 15
really
seconds,
creative
James.
Offenses out there. This defense is very hard to prepare for with the things they do.
Yeah, James. Hey, I really appreciate the time tonight, man. Thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
No problem, man. Take care.
All right, James Moran. Find his work online at tigerag.com. Great article on Coach O. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk more LSU and college football, a national perspective from Bruce Feldman. I'm Seth Dunlap. This is The Last Lap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.